Our text for this morning's meditation is from Ephesians chapter 4. These words, walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. So our text, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Ryan and Melody this morning did quite a humble thing. Ryan and Melody did quite the humble thing when they brought little Liliana to Jesus, to be blessed by Jesus, to be baptized into Jesus. Interestingly enough, in some Christian traditions, such an action on the part of the parents, it's something other. It's a bringing forward of a baby to be dedicated. Dedicated to Jesus, much like the boy Samuel had been dedicated to service in the temple. Dedicated as promised by Samuel's mother, Hannah, to God. That if she would be able to conceive, she would dedicate the child conceived to the Lord's service. It was, we could say, the bringing forward of the baby, Samuel, as an offering to the Lord. This morning, however, something else occurred. That is, little Liliana was brought forward not to be dedicated to the Lord, but to receive something from Him. To receive something from the Lord. That is, from our Lord Jesus Christ. And what Liliana received from the Lord was the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. Being baptized into Jesus, Liliana was washed and she was regenerated. She was renewed by that Holy Spirit, as we read in Titus chapter 3. And faith was worked in her heart. So we could say that what happened this morning was that Liliana was not so much dedicated to the Lord as the Lord was dedicated to Liliana. The Lord Jesus Christ, through her baptism, entered her heart, entered her mind, entered her soul, and brought to her and gave to her, placed upon her, everything that the Lord Jesus Christ is: the forgiveness of sin, life, and eternal life, salvation. And the only thing then, that the only thing that our Lord took from Liliana, that is, took upon Himself from her, and He did take something from her, and that was her sin. For that's what happens in a baptism into the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what happens in a baptism into Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ gives to us by His Spirit everything that He has won for us on the cross. Everything that He's won by His suffering and His death and His resurrection. And He takes from us everything that we have, and that is our sin and our death and the power of the devil under which we suffer. Wow. That's quite an exchange. A joyous exchange is what Luther called it. And the humility, the humbleness of the actions of the parents of Liliana, of Ryan and Melody, bringing her to Jesus. Well, I mean, she is really cute. But she didn't deserve any of it. And Ryan didn't deserve any of it when he was baptized, and Melody didn't deserve it when she was baptized, and I didn't deserve it when I was baptized. But my parents, too, brought me to baptism as an infant in humility. In humility, simply believing the words of our Savior, let the little children come unto me, for theirs is the kingdom of God. So it's in faith, in simple, humble faith, that we bring our children to Jesus to be baptized, believing like the woman with the flow of blood that all that it will take will be His touch, the touch of Jesus, and we will be healed. But of course, continuing with our text, gentleness was also involved in the baptism this morning. Gentleness. And it always is when a baby is being baptized. Everything about a baptism usually is only gentleness. The baby being passed from one family to another gently. The parents and godparents approaching the font, the baptismal font, short for fountain, gently, hoping, doing everything in their power for that baby not to cry. Right? Patience. Patience then is needed. Especially if the baby does cry. But patience in general is needed to deal with babies from minute to minute, moment to moment, day to day, week to week, month to month, and year to year. The key to parenting such young children? Patience. Patience with humility, then, and gentleness. With humility, then, and gentleness and patience, the parents of a child can bear with that child in love. In love. What a wonderful description of parenting. Humility, gentleness, patience, love. But what also a wonderful description of the Christian life, of each of us being baptized into Christ, being called by the Holy Spirit into a life of Christ and in Christ and with Christ and by Christ, approaching one another with all humility, treating each other with all gentleness, dealing with each other with all patience, and bearing with one another minute to minute, moment to moment, hour to hour, day to day, week to week, month to month, and even year to year in love. That's how we are to treat each other as Christians, with humility and gentleness and patience and love. Tempting, however, is to live another way, to live a life of arrogance, a life of callousness, a life of being rash and unloving. There seems to be a little bit, even a lot of that going around nowadays, doesn't there? For how can we get ahead in the world without insisting that people listen to us? How can we get ahead if we don't force the issue on our terms? Patience? Who wants patience? We want it all. We want it now. And if anyone gets in our way, they simply have to go. So the world that's centered around itself like is seen in those influencers on the internet. You heard about influencers? Most influencers are benign, talking or posting daily on social media about something they have a bit of knowledge about, often trying to get you to buy something. But there are a few such influencers that are followed by millions and millions and millions of people online, making money and lots of money for just being themselves, posting what they had for breakfast, what clothing they're wearing, what they're doing, what they want to do, and so forth and so on, minute by minute, moment by moment, day by, it just goes on and on and on. Think about it. The world pays such people just to be part of their lives. And that's the direct opposite of most normal lives, in which when work occurs, when we get paid, we must forget ourselves, right? We must forget ourselves when we're paid, spend our time doing what our employer wants us to do. There we can be forced to be humble and forced to be gentle and forced to be patient and forced to get along with others where, truth be told, if there wasn't a paycheck involved, we'd have none of that, especially with the people we work with. But with the influencer, All such restraints can be taken off as arrogance is expected and gentleness not needed. Patience, love. Mega influencers don't need such things. They're being paid just to be themselves. They're arrogant, brash, impatient, and even sometimes hateful selves. Of course, Christ our Savior, to which Liliana was baptized this morning, lived a different type of life, didn't he? Jesus, even though he was God, the very one who created each and every one of us here this morning, Christ, even though he was God and instantly should have had millions of followers when he became man, did not become man to be served by us like some modern influencer on the internet. God became man in Jesus to serve us, and to do so, to serve us in all humility and gentleness and patience, bearing with us in love, loving us so much, in fact, that, you know, he voluntarily died for us. He died for us on the cross, for our sins of arrogance and brashness and impatience and hatred. Why? Now listen up. Why did he do that? Very practically, because in the end, those sins destroy us. They destroy us by causing those around us to despise us and work against us and treat us horribly and hate us. If you've ever been on the wrong end of such expressions of evil, such expressions of sin, you know how devastating they can be. And here we only need to think about all of the rappers who have been shot by fellow rappers and other people. Over 50 now. 50. Over. So rappers shot. Why? They were killed for being themselves, being brash and hateful and all of those things. But what can we do? What can we do in the world which encourages us to be humble and patient and gentle and loving only if we are paid enough to do so? Or better yet, we can get to the point in life where as an influencer, we can be arrogant and harsh and wrathful and hateful and get paid to do so. Well, the end result, even in this life, is death. Death, social death, as we find ourselves, if we live that way, eventually isolated socially from all those around us and ultimately treated by everyone we know as we have treated them. So God, in his love for us, God in his love for us would stop this from happening. God would change us from the inside out. God would send his Holy Spirit into our hearts and his Son, Jesus Christ, and even he himself, our Father in heaven, would come and live with us, beginning from the moment we were baptized, like Liliana this morning, into the Father, baptized into the Son, baptized into the Holy Spirit, and they would encourage and teach us that the best way, the most wonderful way, the most beneficial way to live in this life is that of living humbly, living gently, living with patience, and thus express to those around us the love that our Father in heaven has expressed for us. As I was preparing this sermon earlier this week, I had my phone next to the computer, and a text appeared on my phone, a news flash from NBC right at this point of writing, and the text that I saw, the headline was, "Young adults are now more neurotic, less agreeable, study finds." I thought that was hilarious that it showed up right at this point. The Son of God would that we not be so neurotic, be more agreeable. He'd help us. The Holy Spirit would change us. Our Father in heaven would lead us into the way of wisdom. That is the best way to live, just as we heard in Proverbs. Don't put yourself forward in the king's presence or stand in the place of the great. In the gospel reading, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Now, here, the idea is not that we humble ourselves just in order to be exalted, but we simply humble ourselves. We humble ourselves before God, our Heavenly Father, and humble ourselves before our neighbor, because in its essence, that really is what love is. That's what it is. Putting someone before ourselves. Asking in our minds what they need. what they want, what we can do for them to serve them. Now, in doing such a thing, are we not doing what God Himself does for us every single day, every minute, every moment, every hour, every day, every month, every year? Isn't God, our loving Heavenly Father, lovingly serving us, constantly providing us with all that we need to support this body and life? Think here of that fabulous waiter or waitress that was just perfect in their service, their timing, their speaking, their provision as we sat at the table in their restaurant being served by them. If you've ever had that happen with a wonderful waiter or waitress, an incredibly wonderful experience. Well, such service, such divine service is on full display for us every day of our lives. As the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit would humbly serve us with gentleness, with patience, and love. And that service began at our baptisms and was displayed by our parents, like we saw this morning with Ryan and Melody, bringing Liliana to be baptized into Jesus with humility and gentleness and patience and love. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We rise and confess our